This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
And I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for November 6th, 2020. ARRL has submitted comments on 2 draft recommendations approved in October by the FCC's World Radio Communication Conference Advisory Committee. The comments focus on draft recommendations for World Radio Communication Conference 2023. Agenda item 1.2 will consider the identification of frequencies in the 3.3 to 3.4 gigahertz and 10.0 to 10.5 gigahertz bands, among others, for international mobile telecommunications, including possible additional allocations to the mobile service on a primary basis. ARRL urged no change to the 3.3 to 3.4 gigahertz and 10.0 to 10.5 gigahertz amateur allocations. Radio amateurs make substantial use of both bands, ARRL said in its comments. They have conducted experiments and designed systems that protect primary users. The lack of interference complaints is evidence that they have been successful in doing so. In this manner, new spectrum horizons are explored and new techniques are developed that put spectrum to productive use that otherwise would represent lost opportunities and waste of the natural resource. End quote. ARRL said it wanted to reaffirm that these secondary allocations continue to be important and useful, and that WRC 23 should not consider changing either secondary allocation. The ever-popular ARRL November Sweepstakes, or SS, is upon us. 1 weekend for CW, the other for single sideband. This year, participants will have to search out an additional section. The CW event takes place November 7th through the 9th UTC. The SSB event is from November 20th to the 23rd UTC. Stations may operate 24 of the available 30 hours. An SS operating guide package available via the Sweepstakes webpage explains how to participate. This year marks the 79th Sweepstakes event. The number of ARRL and Radio Amateurs of Canada sections rose to 84 earlier this year, with the addition of Prince Edward Island, Canada, as a separate entity. The objective of SS, or sweeps, is to work as many stations in as many of the 84 sections as possible within 24 hours of operating. The number of sections worked is a score multiplier, and working all of them, a clean sweep in sweepstakes terminology, is the goal of many SS aficionados. Now here's the good part. You don't need a big station to have fun in sweepstakes. ARRL November Sweepstakes is the oldest domestic radio sport event. The first was in 1930. And the SS Contest Exchange has deep roots in message handling protocol. In sweepstakes, stations exchange a serial number, operating category or precedence, call sign, check, the last 2 digits of the year of first license for either operator or station, and your section. Details are at www.arrl.org/sweepstakes. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for November 6th, 2020. Now, the AMSAT report from Bruce Page, KK5DO. A few weeks ago, it was announced another satellite was going to be launched. On November 5th, Neutron 1 was deployed from the International Space Station. The beacon will transmit 1200 BPS BPSK every 60 seconds. After commissioning, which will take about 30 days, the satellite will be turned on for amateur use depending on the power budget. The uplink will be on 145.84 and the downlink on 435.3 MHz, both FM, We look forward to a long life and congratulate the Hawaii Space Flight Laboratory for its work on this satellite. There are more satellites scheduled for launch in the next few months. AMSAT's RAD-FXSAT-2, or FOX-1E, the final satellite in the FOX series, is expected to launch by the end of the year. Tevel mission is a series of 8 Israeli one-unit CubeSats with FM transponders expected to launch in December. 2 Pocket Cubes are scheduled to launch in December as well, ESAT-2 and Hades. If you need some missing grid squares in Maine, KL7TN will be roving from November 13th through the 18th and plans to hit 9 Maine grids. Thanks, Bruce. This is ARRL Audio News for November 6, 2020. Heard in Los Angeles via the K6AGF 14544 and 44988 repeaters, Sundays at 7:15 p.m., courtesy of the Tri-County Amateur Radio Association. The International Amateur Radio Union Region 2 Executive Committee held its fourth meeting of the year via Zoom in 3 parts. In the first session on October 21st, Region 2 President Ramon Santoyo, XE1KK, reviewed the year since the October 2019 Lima General Assembly, highlighting the new initiatives Region 2 has undertaken. These included the appointment of a youth liaison and the introduction of workshops, as well as the work of the Band Planning Committee to coordinate with Regions 1 and 3 on a number of issues. Secretary George Gorslein, VE3YV, presented a proposed 2021 strategic plan for discussion. Session 2 on October 24th was Coordinators' Day. Each Region 2 coordinator was invited to give a presentation on their function and recent activities. The 4-hour session reviewed the breadth of amateur radio activities in Region 2. The presentations will be posted on the IARU Region 2 website. The 3rd and final session on October 28th continued the discussion on planning and budget for fiscal year 2021. A special session to approve a final budget will be scheduled later this year. IEEE Region 1 has selected Ulrich Rode N1UL as the recipient of the 2020 IEEE Region 1 Technological Innovation Award. The selection was made by the Region 1 Awards and Recognition Committee and approved by the Region 1 Board of Governors. The award recognizes pioneering research and leadership in signal processing. The Technological Innovation Industry or Government Award cites significant patents, discovery of new devices, development of applications, or exemplary contributions to industry or government, fitting Dr. Rode's accomplishments in our industry, end quote. A partner of Rode and Schwartz, Rode has published more than 300 scientific papers and written several books and book chapters. He holds several dozen patents. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for November 6, 2020, heard in Los Angeles on the WA6LA 14538 repeater, Mondays at 7:30 p.m., courtesy of the Western Amateur Linking Association. We end on a sad note. ARRL Pacific Division Director Jim Teamstra, K6JAT of Oakland, California, died on October 30th, an ARRL Life member. He was 65. Teamstra was ARRL Pacific Division Vice Director from 2009 through 2017, sitting on the Administration and Finance and Programs and Services Committees of the Board. He became ARRL Pacific Division Director in January 2018. He was a member of the Administration and Finance Committee, the Legal Structure Review Committee, Chair of the Legislative Advocacy Committee, and an advisor to the Amateur Radio Legal Defense and Assistance Committee, among other board assignments. Primarily a contester and DXer, Teamstra had been a D-Expedition member and had long been involved in the public service aspects of the hobby. Teamstra retired in 2018 as a federal practitioner in the private practice of law. Pacific Division Vice Director Kristen McIntyre, K6WX, will succeed Teamstra. And that's ARRL Audio News for November 6, 2020. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME. Thanks for listening, and 73.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.